Welcome back, Buglers! Shazam! Debuted this weekend. DC is back in a big way with a bang.
That's right, Darren. Captain Marvel, or should I say the real Captain Marvel, was in theaters this weekend, and the Comic Bugle saw it. And we have a review just for you. And what a way to kick off 2019 for WB and the DC.
And let's be honest, and I never thought I would say this, but DC is cooking up something great! So let's get down to business.
Buglers, this is going to be a jam-packed episode. Here are our thoughts on Shazam joining the DC Cinematic Universe. Before we do, Darren, I hear you have a new intro for the show.
Let's see how this grabs you. Three guys talking about movies. Three guys doing what they do. Three guys talking about movies in the MCU.
Oh,
DC. You.
Let's go!
Woo!
As everybody knows, I'm the DC guy, and I think we all saw at the end of the movie how excited I was by Shazam. You know, the trailers, the promos didn't give anything away, and you know what? Obviously, we're pretty thankful for that, but I want to get your honest thoughts on Shazam, and let's start with our resident Marvel fanboy, Darren.
Well, first things first, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
That's right. This movie just came out. So we're going to talk a lot about what happens in the movie. We're going to talk about things that you may, if you've never seen it, you do not want to hear.
Right.
So turn it off right now.
And come back later.
Push pause.
You have been warned.
Yes. That being said, yes, I am a huge Marvel fan. And honestly, this is the first time I can ever remember being this excited and happy about a DC movie. They hit this one out of the park on every level. The story's good. The acting is fantastic. The surprises in the movie caught all of us off guard. The ending left it open for number two, which I couldn't be more excited about. I can't find anything negative to say about Shazam, and I can't believe I'm saying that out loud, but I said it. Jay, what did you think?
Well, before you go, Jay, it's 8:19 on April 9th, 2019, just for us to mark that down and when he said that.
Yeah, I mean, it needs to go into, like, stone. I feel like we need our own wizard here. You need to hold on to a staff and say, DC movies! And have all the DC power transferred into your heart.
Believe me, no one is more surprised by this turn of events than me. I honestly, and you remember when we went to the movies, I said, I'm not really excited to see this movie.
Oh my God, like 2 seconds in, he's already, the movie hadn't even started.
Yeah.
We hadn't even seen the previews, and he's thinking, nah, it's not going to be worth our time.
I thought it really was, and I thought it's just going to be another one of their failed attempts, i.e., you know, what was the Green Hornet? Was that Green Hornet? That
Green Lantern. You think
Green Lantern is what I think you're trying to go after.
But that's Marvel. No, I'm talking about DC.
No, do not tell me that Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern is Marvel. That is DC schlock written all over it.
Oh, you're right. Yes, that is DC. Yes, you're right. Yes, but I had Green Hornet on the mind, but yes, you're right. So I was thinking about things like the Green Lantern and all the other ones that have just bombed in such a big way from DC. So I thought, here we go again.
But that is not the case, because we've got this charismatic lead in Zachary Levi, and he's always been fantastically fun to watch. Even when he was in Thor and like The Dark World, he was fun to watch. He was the best. Well, I mean, he's not the best of all of Thor's buddies,
but he was the funniest.
But he's still like a little joker and fun. I love Zachary Levi. I've always loved him.
Yeah.
Ever since the days that I watched Chuck.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, I loved Chuck. I loved that show. And then he was Flynn Rider's voice in Tangled. And I was like, man, he can do no wrong in my books. And to see him as Shazam man, it's like, it's again, perfect casting. And I have said time and time again, sometimes DC doesn't get their casting right. I don't agree with Rock Light, Jason Momoa as Aquaman. I don't see him as Arthur Curry. You know, the Flash in Justice League, I still am not sold, but damn, they got Shazam right.
Kind of piggybacking off that, you know, I was a little worried when they first announced him as the lead. But, oh man, I don't think I've ever been that excited in a movie. He was just, like, he was so charismatic. He drew you in. And even in parts when, you know, there was those emotional sides that he had, he was talking to his family, and even Asher Angel and Jack Dylan.
Asher Angel as the, he's the real Billy.
Yeah, correct.
Right.
Is fantastic in this film.
Yeah. And same with Jack Dylan Grazer. Like, what?
Oh, yeah.
I have nothing bad to say about what they could have done differently. Maybe made it a bit longer.
Wow.
They could have, maybe those demons could have looked a little more real. I don't know. I this is where we get into nitpicking. And I am not going to do that with this film because it is fun. It is silly. That is what Shazam is. This is plucked from the golden age of comics, where things were a little silly. And man, you want to know what a movie about a guy who is bestowed powers from a wizard can look like? It can look damn good.
I wonder if Digimon was a good choice as the wizard. Because when I saw him on screen and the beard, that was the only part that I was like, the beard, it's a little much. That was the only point where I said that. Was I the only one? Did you notice the beard?
I mean, sure. But like, this also comes down to what I was just saying. Like, I'm not going to get into that level of nitpicking. Okay. Right?
All
like,
right. Fair enough.
Like, those suits looked very plastic, but I think they should look that way.
Yeah.
It's magic after
great.
All.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought they looked
great. The whole,
they did look great.
The whole idea of it being a magical story is what it was, right? It was like, when you got that initial, with the wizard kind of talking about how his powers came to be, how he hasn't chosen somebody since, you know, they gave that little tease of Black Adam and what happened, and how it's really kind of building up to probably a couple more movies, it feels like. It's a magical story about obviously a 15-year-old kid in a 30-year-old man's body and literally figuring it out and trying to be the best kid he can be, but also realizing that, you know, that whole idea of, like, you know, with great power, you know, comes great responsibility. And he had that evolution throughout that whole movie of realizing, I can't keep running away. Like, I finally found a place that wants to keep me as a family. Had its ups and downs, but like those moments, the emotional moments in the movie, that put it over the top for me.
So we talk a lot about what we loved, and we all loved the movie in similar and different ways. We love different things about it. Jason, are there things that you didn't like? Not to nitpick, but is there anything in the movie that you didn't like, or that you wish they had covered that they didn't in the first Shazam movie?
Well, I thought going in that Shazam's really, like, big opponent ever could only be Superman. So I thought Superman's got to show up in this movie somewhere, right? Like, he's just gotta. A little part of me almost died until that last second in the film.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, that we need to talk about the surprises in the movie. And this is where, if you're still listening and you haven't seen the movie yet,
we warned you
about spoilers. We warned you, yeah. But a couple of big surprises in the movie. One was the fact that, yes, Superman himself showed up. Now, to be fair, we didn't see his face.
And that's
but we
okay.
Saw, but,
that's
and
okay.
That was fine. Yeah, that was fine. I had no problem with that. I think it actually added more suspense and more intrigue and more excitement to it.
Especially because we don't know if Cavill's sticking around.
Right. Yeah, and I'm sure that's why they did that. And that's fine. I have no problem with that. So that was one major surprise. Caesar, how did you feel about that? Was that one of those reasons for you as well?
When he looked over to the side and then you get Freddy looking over and his mouth dropping. I think I could have looked over to the side and seen all you guys with my mouth dropped, because that might have been, in terms of all comic book movies, probably the best reveal to finish off a movie that I think I've ever seen. Honestly, I wasn't expecting it, and that's what you want in a movie like that, because you want the unexpected, you got it, and...
Okay, well, the question is, what are the things that you didn't like or you wish they handled differently or whatever? All of the things that I thought I would get or that I thought would come out in other sequels, we got in this movie.
Yep.
Explain.
I thought for sure the Shazam family would not show up till the sequel.
Oh, okay.
And that was another amazingly well-kept surprise.
Yep.
I absolutely loved that.
That... Yeah. When that happened, I remember, because when they were together, I remember making a comment to you, Jay. I'm like, oh, here's the Shazam family. Like, and it was a little more off the cuff.
It was just a one-off when he was talking about the throne.
Yeah.
That's all, like, okay. We were like, yeah. But in my head, I'm like, but they'll save it to the sequel.
Right.
And that was the thing. Like, if I'm saying, you know, the things I didn't like, I'm just concerned that all of the big things that I thought would be in a sequel are no longer going to be in a sequel.
But,
well, do you need to wait for them is the question.
That's a good,
I'm right? glad we didn't, no. is what yeah. I'm saying. This right. is why I'm having a real hard time with this question. Caesar, was there something you didn't like?
See, it would be coming down to nitpicking a little bit, obviously, on Dr. Sivana's backstory a little bit.
Oh, see, and that's something I loved.
But that's the thing, though. Like, it was a great backstory.
And it was one of those things where kids can be scared while watching it.
Yeah.
Because it was a scary backstory.
It was. And, like, and the fact that you got that right at the beginning of the movie, it wasn't done, to, like, you know, halfway point to kind of tease what his, like, his role is, right? It's literally been him his whole life trying to get to that point again and realizing, you know, I never wanted to be the good guy. I'm not the purest person that you think I am.
Question to you, Darren. You asked us, what didn't you like?
I honestly, as I said at the beginning, I can't remember the last time I left a theater so thoroughly satisfied with the movie. And to say that it was a DC movie kills me a little bit inside.
It does. Love it. I love it.
That's the knife. That's my knife right there.
But I love hearing you say it.
It was so well done from start to finish. It grabbed me and held on.
He is Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah. I will admit he was Marvel first. Fair enough.
You know what? I don't think he'd leave an alien evil cat on the planet either. I think he'd punt that shit out.
What did we say earlier? There was a lot of chemistry, right?
There was a lot of chemistry. No awkwardness.
Was there awkwardness?
There was no awkwardness. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Everybody was getting along. Yeah. Yes.
It's almost like everybody liked each other.
Is it weird if maybe this is TMI, but when I left the movie, and this is to me a really great sign of a really good movie, because I left the theater and we talked a bit outside the theater, the four of us, and then we went our separate ways. When I got to my car, there was that split moment where I said to myself in my head, I wonder if I say the name.
Oh, wow.
Just for a split second, I was that 10-year-old kid again. And I thought, boy, would that be something, right? Just saying the name.
That's your price of admission. If you have not seen this movie, that line should be on every single movie poster. When I got to my car, I thought, if I say the word...
It was a cool feeling. It really was. That movie sparked that in me, and I haven't felt that in a long time. Not since, I think, the first Thor movie or the first Iron Man movie is when I felt it the last time.
We heard from the start that Shazam was going to be a superhero, like a Tom Hanks big. And based on the reception, we know that Shazam is probably coming back. People love this damn movie. Although, opening weekend wasn't as big as we expected. So we can't, like I think it's coming. People love the hero, but it wasn't as big as they were expecting it to be, I don't think. I think they wanted 70 and they got 54 or something. 54, yeah.
What do you attribute that to?
WrestleMania was correct. The baseball's back.
It was a bad weekend for, I think, a certain...
It's DC, and maybe they didn't like Aquaman. I don't know.
The track record for DC is not working in their favor, too, right? That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
People are watching Game of Thrones.
No, it's not back yet.
I'll be back.
No, I know, but they're watching, like, oh, everybody like, I know is doing a rewatch.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
So what are you looking for in... a sequel? I ask both of you guys.
So I guess obviously spoilers here. Obviously at the mid credit scene, we obviously got Mr. Mind talking about the seven realms, and you know, I dug a little bit deeper because it is part of the new Rebirth comics, where the seven realms is a new way of basically seven magical kingdoms. Obviously with Earth and other ones that are sitting in, and it kind of ties back to the doors that we saw, where, you know, you saw those alligators. That's I believe that's probably, it's one of the actual realms that you'll actually find in there. And you might see the Black Anna family, right, with Osiris and his wife coming back, and that's going to be the big battle, right, where you're going to learn what, you know, what truly is going to be Shazam's final or biggest moment in the movies, right? So I'm looking for something that's going to be able to build off this character and also obviously expand into the mythology of Shazam itself.
Well, I can't be more excited to see Shazam and Superman on screen at the same time in any capacity, whether they're fighting Black Adam or saving the world or fending off an alien invasion. The two of them side by side, because their power levels are pretty evenly matched. The two of them getting stuff done. That's going to be epic.
Okay, so I don't have the level of expectations that you guys do. I want to see more cities. I know that's a weird thing to say, but I thought it was really cool watching a guy just in Philadelphia running around the streets of a city. I mean, we knew it was Toronto.
Yeah,
because
we
live in Toronto.
And it was awesome!
Which was great, but I really loved... You know, the thing about DC is you got Gotham, you got Metropolis. These aren't real cities.
Right.
They're substitute cities. This is a kid who's from Philadelphia. I just thought that was such a different thing to see in a DC film. Like, yeah, we saw Kansas for a hot second in Batman v Superman and Man of Steel. But, I mean, it was cool seeing a Metropolis in all of it, like the bus falling off of a freeway. That it was really neat. It almost felt like he was Superman levels in a neighborhood.
And it also made it, to me, it made it more real.
Yeah.
Right? Because it felt, I mean, aside from the fact that we knew where that place was, where they shot that, like we've been there. Aside from that, it just made it more real. Like, this is a real city. Whether it's Toronto or whether it's Philadelphia, this is a real city. And that means, oh my God, maybe superheroes are real too on some level, right? So that's what that brings to it, which is kind of different. That's cool.
So many of these are like far away things.
Yeah.
Last thing we saw in Aquaman was a fantastical world and desert.
Yeah.
With a little bit of Italy, like with a stopover in Italy.
Right.
It's, you know, I mean, I've never been to Russia or wherever the hell the ending of Justice League is, but it's a pretty barren wasteland kind of place. This was, I want to see more of this.
Yeah.
Where fair it's enough. Almost yeah. like Spider-Man meets Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Friendly neighborhood.
If they weren't going to do a trilogy, it'd be interesting based on the ending of Justice League. Where they talked about creating basically their own Injustice team. If Black right. Adam would be the one that comes in. And,
oh, he would be on that team.
Exactly.
Ooh.
And I just thought of that right now, thinking, I'm like, do they really need a third one where they can tease him at the end joining the Injustice League after his solo movie? And that would be badass. because then you can keep like, you know, Darkseid at the end of like another movie, but that injustice is not ever been done, and that's just chaos.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, DC would rake in a ton of money if they named a movie Injustice.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. How popular was the video game?
Exactly. And right? They have their own comic series now as well.
Yeah, and that story in the comics, or even in the video game, was unbelievable.
So good.
Absolutely.
So good. I never played the game, but I watched all the cutscenes to see how the thing played out. That was incredible. Oh my God.
No.
Anyways.
Yeah. And that's the way to play that game, by the way, Dan.
Is it?
I mean, after a while, you're just doing the same moveset a lot.
Oh, really? Okay. Fair enough. All right. All right. So there you go. That's our review of Shazam. Oh, nothing happened. Okay. Let us know your thoughts, and thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Comic Bugle. We'll be back again soon with more superhero news.
If you liked what you heard, and we hope that you did, be sure to subscribe to the show and, of course, leave us a rating or a review wherever you get your podcasts.
And don't forget to send us your thoughts on Shazam or any other comic news. You can reach out to us on Twitter and Instagram at The Comic Bugle.
I'm Darren.
I'm Caesar.
And I'm Jay. Thanks again for listening, and until our next big story hits, remember, not all heroes wear capes.